Conservative network Newsmax agreed to pay $67 million to settle a lawsuit accusing it of defaming Dominion voting systems by spreading lies about President Trump's 2020 election loss. The settlement comes after Fox News Channel paid $787.5 million to settle a similar lawsuit in 2023, and Newsmax paid what court papers describe as $40 million to settle a libel lawsuit from a different voting machine manufacturer, Smartmatic. Newsmax says, "We stand by our coverage." Meanwhile, Trump is vowing in a social media post to eliminate mail-in ballots and voting machines like those supplied by Dominion and other companies. It's not clear how he could achieve that. I'm Julie Walker.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.